The truth will set you free. Now what? Yes, y'all. It's episode 17, and we're closing this season with clarity, power, and personal responsibility. We'll revisit the biggest breakthroughs we've uncovered together around identity, self-worth, money, boundaries, and purpose. But this episode isn't just a recap, it's a reckoning, because the truth might set you free, but freedom still requires action. Let's go. This is Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. I am Shamika Brown Upshaw, Emmy Award-winning Business Operations and Program Management Director, turned Spiritual Mindset and Business Coach, and founder of Spark Life Coaching and Business Planning. And let me say this up front, your truth isn't just in what you say, it's in the results you're producing, the energy you're carrying, and the reality you're living. It's in the money you make or don't, the relationships you build up or burn down, and the risk you take or talk yourself out of. You see, your life is proof of what you believe, whether you admit it or not. Your results, they do not lie. They are the receipts of your mindset, your habits, and your choices. And if you keep ignoring the truth in front of you, you will keep rewriting the same chapter instead of turning the page. So if you're tired of spinning your wheels, tired of saying you want more but never making a move, tired of playing small when you know you are meant for more, then welcome home. Every week, we're going beyond the surface, calling out the lies we tell ourselves, releasing the patterns that no longer serve us, and shifting you into alignment with the life you actually want to live. Because the truth will set you free, but only if you stop running from it. This is Tell Your Truth. Welcome back to Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. And y'all, this episode is our season closer. We made it to the end of season one. Hooray! And I just want to talk to you for a second, because if you made it through this season, we've been through some stuff together. And right now, before we wrap it up, let's just sit in it for a second. We have talked about quite a few things, from questioning your identity to redefining your worth, from confronting your relationship with money to setting boundaries that actually mean something, from owning your purpose to finally acting on it. But it's one thing that I hope I made abundantly clear. We create our own reality, our world, through our thoughts, emotions, and actions. And that's the real tea that no one discusses, because it's growth and not gossip. It doesn't matter how these things arise, whether through trauma, culture, fear, pressure, or what we allow to control them, activate them, suppress them, or why we refuse to let some of them go. But in our lives, we are the source of what gives any of it energy. And because of this, we have a responsibility to cultivate each of them, our thoughts, our emotions, and actions, in a way that creates the life we actually want to live. Not the life our parents imagined for us, not the one society handed us, and not the one we think looks good on paper. And we have to live with our decisions, and let's be clear, die with them, then we should live our lives in a way that truly pleases us, or at least pisses off God. Meaning, don't half-ass this one shot we get called life. If it truly matters to you, then act like it. Go all in, ride it till the wheels fall off, because there are no do-overs in this thing. So stop waiting, stop negotiating with your fear, and stop pretending you've got time to waste. If you're going to be here, because this is your chance to finally create the life that you can live with. One that reflects who you really are, that honors your gifts, your vision, your truth, and one you don't need to explain, defend, or shrink for. And one that sets you free because you chose it on purpose and with zero regrets. You see, you know who you are. You know what you want. And at this point, if you're still not moving forward, it's because you've chosen not to. Is that harsh? Maybe. Is it true? Definitely. And at some point, you have to stop calling it fear, confusion, or bad timing, and start calling it what it is, a decision to stay stuck. And see, I'm not here to convince you. I'm here to remind you. You already know. And if you're waiting for the right time, the perfect plan, or someone else to go first, that's a setup for regret. You know when you hear the elders say, "I wish I would have," or "had I known this," or "I would have done that." Well, this is your life. This version, right here, right now. And it's on you to decide what happens next. And here's the part nobody likes to admit. Most people already know what they need to do. They've done the journaling, the affirmations, the therapy. They've uncovered the childhood wounds, the generational patterns, the conditioning that kept them small, and then they stop. Why? Because knowing the truth doesn't mean you've accepted it. And accepting it doesn't mean you're going to act on it. That's the gap. We call it the knowing-doing gap. That's the space between clarity and commitment. And if you're stuck right now, then that's probably where you are. It's not confusion. It's hesitation, delay, waiting, any other word you want to use. And hesitation kills dreams just like fear does. But what if we stop there? What if we stopped letting fear narrate our next chapter? Let me tell you what that looked like for me. You see, there was a season where I knew, without a shadow of a doubt, that I was being called into something deeper. I had just completed my Akashic Record certification. Yep, you heard that right. Which means I have the ability to sit with someone, open their soul's record, and help them access their highest truth and future possibilities. The Akashic Records are like a spiritual database, an energetic archive of everything your soul has experienced across lifetimes, who you are, why you're here, and what you're here to create next. This isn't theory. It's not mindset work. It's real spiritual data from the divine. It's soul level strategy. And guess what? Once I finished, I didn't tell anybody. Well, just a few people. But I had a couple of friends who were willing to let me test it out on them. But I really didn't go public with it, if you will. And why? It's not because it wasn't powerful or real, but because I live in the Bible Belt. Let's be clear. I live in the Bible Belt. And in this part of the country, that kind of work doesn't always feel, safe or welcomed. You know, they throw the cross up at you with the two fingers here. But fear told me, don't confuse your friends and coworkers. Don't risk what you've already built. Don't let them think you've gone too far off the deep end. So what did I do? I kept showing up in old alignment, offering business clarity, mindset coaching, structure, strategy, yada, yada. And don't get me wrong, those are gifts, but they aren't the only ones. And I was holding the rest of me back. But the truth was, I was afraid of outgrowing the identity I had built, the corporate credible one, the business savvy one, the one people could understand, digest, and approve of without needing to ask me what God I believed in. And when it's all said and done, let me be very clear. I know I will be helping to heal my clients physically, mentally, and energetically. So keep watching. And here's what happens when you hide the most sacred parts of yourself to make others comfortable. You shrink, you stall, you suffer, and that's what fear does. It convinces you to betray your own evolution in exchange for someone else's acceptance. Woo. So when I say we have to stop letting fear narrate our next chapter, we gotta stop letting fear narrate our next chapter. And I had to make a decision to keep being the version of me that other people accepted, or to become the version of me that could actually walk in my full calling. See, I imagine a world where everyone knows their gifts, strengths, walks in purpose, and manifests from joy. There's no competition, no lack, just divine alignment and overflow. We live each day with passion, gratitude, love, and joy because we know that it's the foundation of the world, who we were created to be, and therefore the basis of all positive creation. Each day we spark new and exciting adventures that push us higher and higher in our purpose. Our souls are on fire. We are happy and healthy. We are blessed. What would that world look like? Just like the one you and I are going to create. So let's go. This episode is brought to you by Head Game Wraps, designed to keep you looking put together and powerful, even when your schedule and your hair have other plans. Find yours at headgamewraps.etsy.com. The link is in the show notes. Now, before we close, let's remember what we've really done here. This season, we called out the lies that kept us playing small. We questioned the stories we inherited about who we're supposed to be. We redefined worth, not as what we earn, but as who we already are. You are valuable from birth as you bring your gift into this world. We peeled back the guilt, shame, and silence around money and chose overflow instead. We set boundaries that don't just sound good, but actually protect our peace. And we dared to ask, what if my purpose isn't lost, but just buried under fear? We confronted the soul underneath the sabotage. We admitted the world isn't broken. We are. And we stopped outsourcing our freedom. And if nothing else, this season gave you the mirror. What you do with it, that's where your freedom begins. Maybe you cried, maybe you questioned everything, or maybe you just sat quietly feeling something shift. Whatever your process, if you're still here, you didn't run. You stayed in the room and you processed your ish. And that means something. So give yourself a pat on the back. I know you've got decisions to make now. And I know what it feels like to delay them because you're still hoping for perfect conditions. But let me tell you, this version of freedom costs something. To finally be in control of all 24 of your hours, that costs. Freedom will ask you to move before you feel ready. And breakthrough doesn't mean it gets easier. It just means you can't unsee what you now know. And saying you're ready means nothing if your actions don't follow. So let me ask you again, what are you still pretending not to know? What truth did you hear this season that you still haven't acted on? And what are you going to do about it? I'm not giving you a pep talk today. I'm just going to hand you back the mirror. And you get to decide what you're going to do with what's looking back at you. Because there's no next level without next moves. Now, let's lock in our learning with this week's affirmation. Because the words you speak shape the life you live. They train your mind, your body, and your nervous system to follow your lead. So don't just say it. Speak it like your future depends on it, because it does. So close your eyes, put one hand on your heart and one on your belly. Take a deep breath with me. Now say this with me. I am no longer confused. I'm choosing. I don't need more time. I need more trust in me. I will not shrink for safety or stall for approval. I honor my truth. I embody my purpose. I take the next bold step and I walk in full alignment right now. Write it down, say it out loud, and more importantly, live like it's already true. And if you're stuck between what you know and what you're willing to do, then it's time to face what's really in the way. Book your Soul Goals Clarity Call. This isn't about finding answers. It's about trusting the ones you've already received. It's where we name what's real, own what's next, and get your spirit back in alignment with your assignment. Because the longer you delay what you already know, the heavier it becomes. And ready isn't a feeling, it's a choice. Make it. And that is it for season one of Tell Your Truth, y'all. Yay! I'm not going to ask you to subscribe. I'm not going to ask you to leave a review. I'm just going to ask you to live differently. Not tomorrow, today. This season may be over, but your work, your purpose is just beginning. Until next time, own your truth, claim your power, live your freedom. See you on the next episode.